This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
Now let me go the other direction. Let me go here. This is Africa, the tip of Africa. Here's Egypt, Libya, Tunisia. What's next to Tunisia? Algeria, also on fire now. The riots are starting here. Morocco is on fire. What's across from Morocco? Spain, connected to France and Germany and Italy, also on fire. And Greece, also on fire, which brings you right back here to Turkey. The entire Mediterranean is on fire.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine.
That's a stupid fucking name.
How so, agitator?
Because all you do is play riot porn.
You know that's a load of bullshit.
You should call this fucking show RPM.
I kind of like that, like revolutions per minute.
No, you idiot. It stands for Riot Porn Masturbatron.
As I was saying, I am your host, The Stimulator, and as the show namesake implies, the last month felt like the end of the fucking world. Y'all know that Japan got fucked with a massive quake that killed tens of thousands of peeps and seriously damaged a nuclear power plant that is now leaking radiation. But the lying fuck gnosis from the Japanese government have been leaking info about the dangers of this accident slower than a constipated geezer who's out of prune juice.
The Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency admitted that damage had been done to the reactor pressure vessel only because workers had been injured by radiation in the course of their operations.
As I write this, a government functionary in Tokyo admitted that there is a partial meltdown at the fucked up Saki Glow Sushi nuclear power plant.
Wait a motherfucking minute, does that mean that Japan is only partially fucked?
Japan knows very well what it's like to be doused with buckets of radioactivity, and even though the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki were a motherfucking crime against the Japanese, one wonders why the fuck anyone would mess with a nuclear power plant. The disaster in Japan prompted the Germans to close 7 of their older nuke plants, and in a regional election, the Green Party had a major victory by winning 24% of the seats in the state of by taking advantage of the anti-nuke sentiment in the country. Yep, the day before the elections, over 200,000 peeps in 4 cities showed their disgust at Angela Merkel's love affair with the atom. And as we reported, powered down her party's 58-year reign in the unpronounceable state.
Disclaimer, this fucking show does not advocate the use of state-sanctioned electoral apparata to make lasting change, but acknowledges that the green victory in Germany is a sign that people are fed up and will do what it takes to stop the madness.
But in the US, outrage over aging mutant factories was not loud enough, and the government of the man your mama calls Obama approved a 20-year extension of the Vermont Yankee Hippie Blaster nuke machine. Over in the UK, over 500,000 angry Brits invaded Trafalgar Square to
riot.
As I was saying, the champagne-snorting, royal wedding-loving limey politicians announced proposed tax cuts for gluttonous corporations while chopping over 300 public sector jobs. Tensions had been rising in England since the tripling of college tuition last year, and students
finally smartened up, masked up, and smashed up some ritzy fucking part of limey time real good.
All right, agitator. You get your motherfucking wish. Play some fucking riot porn. Once again, the London pigs were embarrassed by a decentralized force of skinny anarchists. With the country broke and pissed, and with the lavish and ultra-expensive royal wedding coming up, it's almost certain that the smashing good times in England are only just the beginning.
This is the face of public enemy number one. Hip-hop duo, test their logic. It's a Canadian anarchist rap group.
Spelled wrong, by the way.
These self-styled anarchists believe in delivering their message more forcefully. Behind the black masks, who are they really?
Conspiracy rap, intention laid mass, and we're counseling you to play back. Attack, 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 attack. Let the logic get back, conspire on a track. Conspiracy rap. Intentions ain't mad, so we're counseling you to fight back. Attack, 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 attack. Test the logic is back. Conspire.
fuck y'all. You hear these lyrics, ain't no reason I get deep this business. Revolutionary rap, this ain't no gimmick. We don't just talk about it, we fucking live it.
Crash the meeting.
Damn right I did it, and I do it again. I dare you to bring it. Not intimidated or timid, we're in it to win it, and we're winning. Crashing capitalism, and I'm singing on its grave. Dancing on its deathbed, dreaming of a day where everybody gets there. Scheming up a way of slicing off the snake's head. Bring up the billionaires that they don't wanna break bread. Class war till every head of state's dead, and society is stateless, classless. Clean water in everybody's glasses, shelter for the masses. Community in action, love and compassion. A new world, just imagine. We can build it now while we tear apart the last one. That way we'll be more prepared when the crash comes. We can take the streets, we don't ever need to ask them. We can roll deep, camouflage black masking. We can fight authority till every flag's blackened. We can take our freedom back with action. All day I conspire to make it happen.
Having at the edge of my seat, watching as the motherfucking Libyan resistance does battle with the well-funded forces of that batshit lunatic Gaddafi. Weeks before troublemakers started occupying posh stores in London, and before the US-led occupation started their bombing campaign, members of the motherfucking British resistance invaded a building in a swanky part of London and have been holding it down for a month.
What does that have to do with Libya?
Chill the fuck out, agitator. To find out more about this occupation, and the connection between the motherfucking British resistance and the Libyan motherfucking resistance, I spoke with Oz. Hey Oz, how the fuck are you?
Pretty fucking good, man. How are you?
I'm kinda sick of driving. I've been behind the wheel of a gas guzzler for almost 2 months, but spreading subversive thoughts throughout the land while enjoying the best tacos the US of A has to offer. So, all in all, pretty fucking good. So, where the fuck are you?
We're sitting in the one of the houses of Saif Gaddafi, Colonel Gaddafi's son, in London.
And what the fuck are you doing there?
Well, we've occupied it in solidarity with the Libyan people that are being currently massacred by his forces, and it's now been taken over and by the Libyan people, and it's been declared the free embassy for Libya in London.
So just how the fuck did this occupation go down?
A group of us, we just came down. We found a way inside which wasn't causing any damage, and we get to work throwing up the banners and occupying, and that's basically about it. And then once that happened, then the Libyan guys came down. And they got in the building, took the place over, and we declared it the free embassy for them.
Sounds pretty straightforward. Have the pigs given you any heat?
Actually, on this one, no. We covered our asses pretty well. We had legal observers out the front, we had cameras filmed, and a lot of the police over here have been paying a lot of money to activists because we've been catching them doing some illegal shit, and it's been putting a lot of money back into the resistance over here.
So, is the mansion pretty fucking sweet?
Ah, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It's everything you expect an international dictator to have bought with blood money. It's got indoor heated pools, it's got fucking starry lights in the ceiling, big cinema, kitchen's got two of everything, from like fridges and ovens to pop-up flat-screen TVs. It's a fucking ridiculous display. No one person should have a house like this.
And is there anybody sleeping in Gaddafi's bed?
Yeah. The Libyans are loving it. I think they're taking it in turns to crash out in Gaddafi's bed, and there's lots of people been coming through as well, so it's not just the beds, there's people sleeping on the floors, people sleeping all over the place, in the cinema, everywhere.
How long do you plan to be there?
Well, we're going to keep it as long as it takes. They can't get us out by any other means than court now, and I think the Gaddafis probably have a bit more problems than taking us to court.
And what's your opinion of the US-led bombing campaign in Libya?
Well, personally, it's a tough issue. I know the Libyans here have been very happy to see the no-fly zone imposed, because if Gaddafi's forces would have made it to Benghazi, there would have been a massacre. Everyone would have died. So on that level, it's a good thing, but as we all know, the Western interests only ever get involved in another country if there's a financial gain for them. So I think we have to be very careful about their agenda.
What the fucks can peeps do to help?
At the moment, just try and read and understand actually about what's going on. And if you can spare some money, donate a bit of cash towards some of the aid groups that are currently trying to get aid into the war zone.
Thanks, Oz. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Many thanks to the slaves who kicked down to make the show real while I tour the United Snakes. Samantha, Rodney, Kenneth, Daniel, and Andrew. Kielbasa. I just want to remind you all motherfuckers out there that I am entering month 3 of my NCIF North American tour. So to see if I'm coming to your motherfucking city, just visit my fucking website, NCIF.com. For more details, to comment on the show, or to send me plans of DIY nuclear fallout shelters, just visit stimulator.tv. Now, duck and motherfucking cover.